This is Together, an Ada Bible Church podcast about the world of marriage, where we attempt to invite you to explore the ways marriage works and doesn't work. From practical ways of learning to biblical inspiration, we invite you to listen to other professionals and couples to help enrich your marriage.
Hey, listeners, this is Kelly Bonniewell with Together, and in the studio with me today is Rachel and Andy, our hosts of Together. And today we're kind of doing something cool, and that is there is a marriage assessment called Better Love. And what it does is it just helps you assess your marriage. And Rachel, you got to speak to the guy who created this with his wife, Les and Leslie Parrott. What can you tell us about that conversation?
Yeah, well, that conversation was something I got to share with Samuel Jones as a co-host. We had Les Parrott on the podcast. That was way back in November of 2022. Mm-hmm. And Les and his wife Leslie have done just a ton of marriage work. They've been married for 40 years. They published a bunch of books, over 2 million copies in people's hands. We've used a lot of the resources with couples as they're preparing to get married, and we actually have an assessment just for them. So we're going to talk about one that's for people who have been married for a bit, even if it's for a short while. But the content that we use for couples before they get married is called SIMBIS, Saving Your Marriage Before It Starts. And that's been so great. When we learned about this other assessment, when Les came on, I was like, we got to do this. You know, it really allows us to kind of, if you think of a car where occasionally you look under the hood, it's just kind of to do that. Mm-hmm. And I think it's, I don't know, we each took a turn on it. We'll talk a little bit about what that looks like for us and what the assessment is. But I think it'd be a great thing for all of our listeners to do.
That's awesome. So Andy, can you tell our listeners like just some of the basics of like what this assessment is like, the Better Love assessment?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's a great assessment. I like the analogy of kind of looking under the hood. Yeah. It touches on a lot of different areas. So the basics of this, it's an 11-page assessment that you get. So the results are 11 pages. When you take it separately. So both spouses are going to take some time away from each other, and you're going to answer the questions really honestly. And then what happens immediately after the second spouse finishes it, presses submit, you guys get a result in your email, and both of you get it. And it's, like I said, an 11-page result that touches on just a ton of different things. We'll get into some of them as we're talking about it. But you know, things that sometimes can be hard to talk about or kind of hidden under the surface. So yeah, you take the entire thing online, you can find it and take it. And it also gives you, after it kind of goes through who each spouse is and sort of how they operate within the marriage, how they think about different aspects of the marriage. It actually has another thing that's emailed as well that is exercises, things that you can do as a couple to improve in different areas. So as you see some of the areas that maybe stick out with, they even give you percentages. So some of the lower percentages, you can actually work at fixing those things. So it's a pretty involved assessment.
Yeah, it's really a great assessment. It's only $35. Mm-hmm. In terms of what it offers, there's a lot of different categories that it offers. The big one is it looks at your personality differences, if there are any. Mm-hmm. And one of the cool things that I love about it is, as listeners will know, I am a big fan of the DISC personality assessment. Mm-hmm. And on some level, the personality is utilizing the DISC as a way to look at your personalities. It's not using the same language, but if you read it, it really is.
Okay. Yeah. Even the questions sort of hint at it.
It's almost built in there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How we're uniquely wired and how that impacts all this.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Another thing it does is it looks at communication. How mm-hmm. are you as a couple in terms of your communication styles? Often couples speak differently with one another. Some people are more aggressive and others are a little bit maybe more passive. And so it shares that. It does another big one that I really like is it talks about intimacy and sex. And so especially if you're a couple who's having a struggle in that area, it at least, if you're honest, and when you take it, it will show you your results. And I think that is the most powerful thing about this test for me is it offers you as a couple conversation starters. And so those are some of the key, some other options are finances. And then a real bonus with this one is the love languages. It tells you what your love language is. And so as couples, you know, that can be really helpful to know. So now we're going to segue and we're going to get personal, a little personal. And we're going to talk about, like, how did we experience it when we took the assessment? So, Andy, why don't you go first? What was one thing that you either liked or didn't like that when you and Esther took it?
Yeah, I mean, I like taking these kinds of tests in general, which I know not everybody does, but I do. And part of that is because, kind of like you said, where it's it provides a conversation starter. I think for me, it provides sort of a thought starter. Sometimes we just kind of cruise through life and don't even really reflect on, especially with marriage. We just had our first kid eight months ago today. So yeah, she's 8 months old. And so, wow. You know, we're busy. That's our main thing of focus right now. So this provided a chance for us to sit down and both kind of reflect on our relationship and, you know, just in case things are getting off track a little bit, it sort of forces you to, okay, how am I going to answer this question? Which even if you never got results from it, could be a good thought starter. So I really appreciated that about it.
Thanks for sharing that, Andy, especially when you've got a little one and there's so much that you're adjusting to with that. And often the marriage gets a little shortchanged. Right. So if you can catch these things and make space for something like this early on, it can really set you up to be more successful.
Absolutely.
Rachel, did you have any thoughts?
Well, I liked the assessment. I got mine done before my husband. Mm. And then it will notify you to say, your person has not gotten their work done. You know, so it was like, come on, let's do this. Yeah. You know, some of you might have to talk that other person into it a little bit. Don't take it when you're grumpy. I'm just saying.
Yes, do not take it.
You know, don't do it then. But it was kind of fun. You know, we've been married over 30 years, so a lot longer than you guys, obviously. And I think if we compared the assessment that we got now and the results to what they would have been when we were married and had an 8-month-old, I think our results would have been very different. I thought what something that was revealed to us is that we've really influenced each other over the years. And I think where we're at spiritually now compared to where we were at then, we truly have changed from the inside out. I think that call in scripture to build one another up is something we've really taken to heart. And it kind of showed up on this assessment. I was kind of amazed by that.
That's really cool, Rachel. Yeah. That must have been such an encouragement.
It really was. Yeah.
That's cool. It's almost almost a litmus test in itself. You think about the John and Julie Gottman. They talk about accepting influence from a spouse being a healthy part of a relationship. Mm-hmm. And you go, I think we are, you know, and then you take these assessments and go, sure we are.
Yeah, we are. So how about you, great. Kelly?
Yeah. So what I mentioned it earlier. One of the things I really liked about it is it really correctly assessed who Julie and I are. Sometimes when you take these assessments, they don't.
And you're like,
that's not me.
Yeah.
Or that's not her. I would say this was like 98% correct. There was only a couple things that in the results I looked at and thought, nah, that's not us or that's not me or that's not Julie. So if you're wondering, hey, can this be valuable in terms of literally assessing my relationship? I think on some level, all three of us would agree that it does a pretty good job there. And again, as I mentioned earlier about going through all the different aspects of it, it does it really well in targeting all of those different aspects like intimacy or conflict or finances or whatnot. So anybody else have something else positive to say about it?
Yeah, I think I agree with you, Kelly. It is fairly accurate. I mean, looking through, there might've been a few things where you go, I'm not, I'm not sure, but I think at the end of the day, one thing to keep in mind when taking these kinds of assessments is that it's all based on how you answer the questions. So, you know, Rachel, you just said, don't take it when you're grumpy.
Right,
you know, it's
right.
like the mindset that you're in. If you just got right. in a big fight with your spouse, mm-hmm. probably not the best time mm-hmm. to take it, mm-hmm. or at least recognize that's going to change some of the results. And so, it's like, okay, maybe even thinking through this piece of it doesn't sound like me. Why would it have put me there? I'm thinking back to some of your answers and like, okay, it doesn't have to be 100% accurate. The idea there is it gets you thinking, it sparks some thought and sparks some conversation. And I think it does that very, very well, especially in some areas that, you know, like you mentioned, intimacy, finances, sometimes those are really hard to just bring up out of the blue. And so you take this assessment, it gives you permission to, hey, this is, looks like our percentages are off here. This is some tension in our relationship. What are we going to do about that?
Right. And Kelly mentioned it invites you to have a little conversation around it afterwards. So it's a really approachable tool mm-hmm. and it gives you really approachable questions that make it just kind of easy entry to have a talk about that mm-hmm. non-confrontational. And I liked that about it too. And it wasn't like 10 questions. And it does recommend that, like in the report that you get, that you look at a section at a time. Like, don't try to sit and go through the whole thing at one time. Mm-hmm. Just really focus on this area. Have a good, maybe even a brief conversation about that. Mm-hmm. And then do that next section a different time. And I think you can benefit from that too.
Yeah.
A little bit more receivable.
Yeah. Kind of going back to Andy, what you were talking about in getting into more of the weeds of your relationship. I'll share with our listeners, for example, when it talks about sexuality, it does a really good job of asking questions that I think some couples have a challenge in terms of talking about with their spouse. Mm-hmm. Sex and money are very intimate conversations in marriages that sometimes are difficult to talk about. But one of the cool things that what this test does, the assessment does, is it gives you a summary of four different, what I think are really important questions about physical intimacy. And that is, how do you rate your desire? Number two, are you comfortable talking about sex? Number three, my attentiveness to my spouse's needs, rating of 1 to 10. And then the final one, how often do you expect to have sex? And again, I've worked with couples, and some of those questions are really challenging to talk about with some couples. And the cool thing of what this assessment does is it helps you to maybe have a voice in your marriage. And it's not just about sex. It's different, like conflict and mm-hmm. money. And like there's another section about like who does what, like who does the dishes, mm-hmm. who mows the lawn. And again, some of those conversations for some couples might be really difficult. And this gives you this, by taking the assessment, I think this is a big reason why to take it for some couples, maybe especially younger couples who maybe are beginning to struggle a little bit. And that is, the assessment will literally give you a voice on that topic. And anyone else have anything else to share that they either like or don't like about it?
So, Esther, my wife and I have only been married for a few years. So, one of the things, getting married through Ada Bible Church, having a pastor through here that married us, we took the Symbis. That was part of our pre-marriage counseling. And that was just a few years ago. So I was actually able to dig it up and do some comparison. And there are some aspects that were still the same, especially on my wife's end. She's still marked at the sections that are the same on the two assessments, she marked pretty much the same. I was very different, which is interesting.
That is.
Maybe meaning my personality is more fickle. I don't know. That didn't show up on the assessment. But that was fun too, to kind of go back. And again, we did this maybe three years ago, and to go back and sort of look at it again and where have we changed? Where is it similar? That was kind of fun to do as well. Even to talk back on like, hey, remember when we talked about that the first time? And like, has that changed? Did we resolve that? Mm-hmm. Is that still a sticking point for us?
That's a great point, Andy, because you took the Symbis, what, like 3 years ago?
Yeah, something like that.
So you can take the Symbis. A lot of our listeners maybe have taken the Symbis. Mm-hmm. So, but you can even take Better Love. It's a slightly different test. But I think as all of us, what I hear is it's two thumbs up. We like the assessment. Mm-hmm. We think it's valuable. I think $35 is fairly reasonable for something like this because it gives you a lot of information. And in the other thing, Andy, that you mentioned at the beginning is it gives you a lot of exercises to do at the end and things to work on in terms of those specific areas where maybe as a couple, you need to do a little bit of work.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about like the physical intimacy and it's even, you know, you can look at your number, kind of talk that through. I didn't find that to be uncomfortable at all. Neither did he. We had the same number. We basically had very similar results in all the areas, including in money. So it revealed that we are both savers, which is not a surprise to us. And yet we do have a reasonable amount of tension around money. And you would think, well, no, you're both savers. That should be no tension. You know, often that's more with the saver and the spender, but it's more around those priorities, right? Mm-hmm. And it will kind of address those too, like, what are you putting more weight to in terms of priorities, especially as, you know, we're empty nesters now, and then you're thinking a little bit more, one day we're going to retire and things like that. So it gave a really good question around that. And it said, what concerns you most about money matters in your marriage and why? You know, and we might have some really good conversation around that. Haven't had it yet. But that's kind of one of those. We're doing a section at a time, so we didn't get
that's
to that
awesome.
One yet. Yeah.
That's awesome, Rachel. I guess that's what happens when you have a healthy marriage for 30 years.
Yeah, right.
You become, what's the Bible say?
Yeah.
The two shall become one.
Okay,
and
so,
it's happening with Rachel and John Norton.
Yeah, so I came into the world a little bit cheerful, and everybody knows that about me, and it's a little annoying at times. But it came up
That's good.
Well, it came up that we're both an affirming spouse. So optimistic, encouraging, verbal. And, you know, he is one who is pretty engaging. We have a lot of good conversation. And so this was a little bit like just to give the listeners a little taste of what might show up. This is what it said about us. It said, you two are likely known as a fun couple. You both love adventures. And I said, I don't really seek those out. John needs them, so I go on adventures. But you both love adventures, exciting and sometimes spontaneous activity. You're not about to be bored in your marriage. Since you both have a fun-loving demeanor, you're likely to have no shortage of friends. You'll have a warm and welcoming home. However, you may have your fair share of drama together as well. Like if you both allow little things to become bigger things, like we're just kind of both full personalities. Mm. And I thought, that kind of captured us. We do. Like if we travel, we always go with friends. We love that, you know, so that's kind of fun.
That's really cool.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Yeah.
And just hearing that gives me some insight about who you are, who your spouse is. That's cool.
Yeah.
Really cool.
Yeah. So anything else about Better Love?
Go take it.
Yeah, go take it. You know, John and I are in a couple small group, and we really encourage them to all do it too. And then we'll kind of talk about our results, maybe just share a couple highlights at small group some night. One couple already did it, so I think it's actually, you know, going to be a great thing for our group too.
That's cool. I think I might even, like, looking at the Symbis and then looking at our results here, might be something where we go, let's do this every few years, every couple, it's $35 every couple of years, pop on, take it again, see where you're at. Again, it forces the conversation. It forces you to think about it. I don't think it's going to do damage. I think it's going to be a beneficial thing.
I think too, if you look at it for not where am I falling short or where are they falling short is where are you like, you do that really great. Or I really appreciate that about you. And maybe there's even a number that we'd love to see a little bit higher. It's like, there's always room for improvement. So, you know, what might that look like too? So I think how you approach it is also really important. So Better Love, friends. I hope you give it a try. Mm-hmm. And, I wanted to share a little bit of news with our listeners and about my involvement with the podcast. And as we're talking about Better Love and looking back and when we had the Parrots on a couple of years ago, I was thinking about when I first got involved with the podcast and Samuel Jones had approached me. We had gone to a conference together and he's like, we're doing this podcast thing and we're thinking, maybe you would be a part of that too. And I was like, what? what are you thinking? And so we just started some conversations, and I joined the team. Kelly and Samuel helped me get settled in. And boy, over the years that I've been involved, we have met with so many incredible couples. Mm-hmm. We've had counselors on. We've had some important conversations. And I just want to share, my marriage is in a healthier place than it was then. And I would say we had a great marriage. So I love investing in marriages that are doing kind of great, too. It just kind of keeps you, well, when we're hearing from the couples, I think keeps you learning from others. So it's been awesome to be a part of. Recently, my role on staff changed a little bit, which means my involvement with the podcast is going to be coming to an end. I'm going to be transitioning off the team more so I can more fully step into the new assignment that God has given me. But I am leaving just really grateful to have been a part of it and to have done this with these friends that I'm sitting with today.
Absolutely, Rachel. Thank you so much for being on the podcast. You have brought just professionalism. You're a great voice, really insight, wisdom. Samuel and the rest of the team, we're so grateful for you. Me, I knew this day was coming.
when I called him.
I knew it. See, I didn't tell you about this part. Last summer when you were interviewing for your position now, mm-hmm. Director of Women's Ministry, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's the official title? Mm-hmm. I joked with Carrie that I'm praying that Rachel won't get that job. Yeah. but then I got it, and then mm-hmm. I thought, okay, Rachel's going to back out now because it's mm-hmm. a huge responsibility.
Sure. Yeah.
And so on that note, mm-hmm. I really love for you to just share with our listeners what is your role and mm-hmm. what is women's ministry, mm-hmm. what's your vision, all mm-hmm. that good stuff.
Sure. Well, I've been a women's ministry director at one of the campuses. I'd done that for about 6 years, and then I got involved with doing that and also kind of serving as women's ministry care director to help us really build one-on-one discipleship, which is a little bit more in that care world, mentoring world. And so I got to work with all the campuses in a lot of different ways. So when my boss transitioned off the team to invest more in our singles ministry, Cindy Imhoff, I just absolutely loved serving under her leadership. It was a matter of who's going to kind of step into this role now. And so I stepped into some conversations and now kind of serve as the director of those campus women's ministry directors, just helping us do great work together. You know, we're a multi-campus team, so it's just helping that one bring her unique gifts to that team and contribute to the greater work according to that. So I love the team that I oversee. I feel like we're doing beautiful work together. One of my hopes for women's ministry is that more women would find their way there. It's mm-hmm. truly life-changing. Mm-hmm. I get a little choked up because women say there was my walk with Jesus before I was in a group, and then it was totally different after. I know him in a totally different way. It affected all my relationships, including my marriage. It's a great place to go to be strengthened in your marriage. It impacts their parenting, their work relationships, just their understanding of God, helps them get in God's word, helps God's word get into them. And that's just a shared passion we have on our team. So when I look around a campus and I see all these women, I just thought, wow, every one of them has a story. And they're here at Ada Bible. We would love to know them. We would love the privilege of knowing a little bit of their story as much as they're comfortable sharing and helping them get connected. You know, I wonder what their friendships look like. I wonder what their challenges look like at work. I wonder what disappointments they're bringing with them. And I would say, bring all that with you to group. And so I will just be thrilled to share that really hundreds of women have taken that step. And they have a seat in every circle for the one who's not there yet to welcome more women. So kind of preparing to do that. Next year, we're doing a study called Strengthening Your Faith, where it's very much whether you've taught the Bible for years or whether you're just questioning what a life with Jesus might look like. It is just that. It is a study that will strengthen your faith. I said for me, taking that particular study was like fire for my faith. Mm. So what does it mean to be a new creation in Christ Jesus and to live just with him in the center of your life, what does it mean to rely on the Holy Spirit and not myself to live this new life that I have? And we spend some time looking at that. And then what is this life I've been rescued to? It's this abundant life, and it's marked by obedience and following hard after Christ. And what would it look like to live like that too? So that's what we're going to do next year. And hoping just a whole bunch of returning phases are there, and a bunch of new ones. And then we always have summer opportunities too that are short term. So that's what we're working on right now.
I think, Rachel, your ministry, the women, I've been at Ada for, it'll be 15 years in mm-hmm. August, or 16 years in August. And I've gotten to work really closely with women's ministry over the years because you guys are drawing in so much care.
Sure.
And now where I sit, I get to work with each of the campuses. So I get to work with each of your team members mm-hmm. pretty closely. And each of them are like rock stars. They're yeah. amazing. And they have deep, rich relationships with Jesus. They love serving others. And it must just be such a joy for you to get to lead your team.
Yeah, it is. It is an honor.
Yeah.
And it has been an honor being a part of the podcast.
Yeah.
I love seeing your passion for women's ministry and just how, and you've brought that to the podcast as well. What did you say earlier? You were born with
a little extra cheer.
and I think that doesn't surprise any of our listeners. I think mm. that's something that you've brought mm. to every episode you've mm. been on, and that's mm-hmm. been, it'll be missed.
Yeah.
It'll be missed, but we understand. Mm-hmm. And so we just bless mm-hmm. you moving forward mm-hmm. and may God just really walk ahead of you and help you lead this amazing team at Ada.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that so much.
Well, listeners, I hope it's been beneficial for you to learn about this Better Love Assessment. Hopefully something that you guys can jump on and take, and hopefully that'll enrich your marriage as well. And I hope you'll all join me in wishing Rachel well and praying for her as she leads the charge for women's ministry here at Ada Bible Church. And if you'd love to like or subscribe to our podcast, we'd love to have you. And if you have any comments, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at care@adabible.org. Until next time, this has been Together.
Thanks for listening to Together. We hope you've learned a thing or two. If you find the podcast helpful, please go to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your listening platform, leave a comment, and give us a 5-star rating. If you'd like more information on Ada Bible Church and its ministries, or someone to pray or dialogue with about your marriage, go online and check out our website at adabible.org.